to North Carolina now. President Trump is taking credit for a conservative Republican's win there in yesterday's special election. And that conservative Republican, Dan Bishop, is giving Trump all the credit. Bishop won the open 9th District House seat over the Democrat Dan McCready a day after President Trump held a rally there. Last night, Bishop praised Trump during his victory speech.
We're not tired of winning. We're just getting started winning because we're seeing the successful results of President Trump's agenda.
Let's bring in Rusty Jacobs, politics reporter for WUNC. And Rusty, you've been covering this campaign for months. It's been a GOP stronghold for decades. What's the reaction there to Dan Bishop's win?
Well, for Republicans, it's probably a sigh of relief. It was a close race. That was not a surprise. But for the Democrats, they may actually see a silver lining in the defeat. I think that the reaction for Democrats is that this is an indication North Carolina is truly a battleground state. You've got statewide races coming up in 2020. And so they're probably seeing the more positive aspects of a close defeat.
Well, and how tight was it? Are we hearing 5,000 votes?
That's right. A little less than 5,000, wow. I believe, and it's about a 2% margin. And what's interesting is it's an eight county. It's a district that covers eight counties. They were split. McCready got the Democrat got four counties. Bishop got four. McCready won where you would expect a Democrat to win. He won the more urban area of Mecklenburg, but he also got some rural pockets, Robeson County, Anson County. So it just goes to show it's a very tight district.
Yeah.
But it is possibly an indication, Robin, that no Democrat could win in the 9th district the way it's drawn. It's just that the best you could do is maybe a 2% margin.
Well, the president is saying that, you know, he not only helped Dan Bishop, he really helped him. He's tweeting out that Bishop was down 17 points 3 weeks ago, and he asked me for help. We changed his strategy, and he ran a great race, big rally last night. Take two things here. First of all, is that true? Was Dan Bishop down 17 points and the president pulled him up? But also, I mean, the president probably pulled him up a little.
The provenance of that data is questionable, but it is true that Dan Bishop rode or campaigned on the coattails of Donald Trump. I mean, go for broke. He, from the very beginning, said, I am a Trump Republican. I want to help build a wall on the southern border. I want to protect gun rights. And so he attached himself to Trump and said that the president needs Congress members who will support his agenda, do or die. Dan McCready, on the other hand, as much as Dan Bishop tried to put him in a demonized progressive wing of the Democratic Party, McCready ran a very centrist campaign. I think he avoided saying the word Democrat as often as possible. He said, I'm a Marine. I served with a platoon in Iraq, and we didn't care what color you were, what party affiliation you had. We just cared about what you stood for. So it was really centrist versus arch Trump supporter.
Well, and many analysts are pointing out that moderate approach from McCready resembled what the Democrats who won in Republican-leaning districts in the 2018 midterms did, and so that there's a lesson there for Democrats as well, that, you know, that might be the approach in areas like yours. But we're reminded the election was called after claims of ballot tampering in this district in 2018, ballot tampering on the part of a Republican operative. People, you know, really seem to be clamoring for an honest election. They saw some light, perhaps, for Democrats, but was there a big turnout?
No, the turnout was low. And that, again, that's not a surprise either. I mean, we're not only talking about an off-year election. We're just talking about an oddly calendared election. This was a special election to make up for that ballot tampering scandal you mentioned. And so it was a Tuesday in September. People aren't used to that. And then you got to remember, there was an early voting period that was disrupted by Hurricane Dorian. The storm certainly affected another congressional district, the third, where there was a special election to fill a seat vacated by the death of a longtime Republican congressman. But in the 9th, there were also districts, precincts that were affected. Now, the State Board of Elections extended hours to make up for the suspension because of the storm. But still, people don't always check the notices, don't always know to come back. And so that may have affected the overall turnout. It was low to begin with, but probably in the end, it didn't make a huge difference.
Rusty Jacobs, politics reporter for WUNC. Rusty, thanks so much.
You're welcome.